Please refrain from posting online and social media reviews of your experience, as these may be considered testimonials and are subject to regulations under the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, and are not allowed by Gradient Advisors, LLC. Clicking like should not be considered a positive reflection of the investment advisory services offered by Gradient Advisors, LLC, and or their affiliated investment advisor representatives.
This is Financial Focus with Jeffrey Bird from Financial Concepts. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Jeffrey provides his clients and prospects the information they need regarding retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now here is Financial Focus with Jeffrey Bird.
Hello and welcome back to Financial Focus. My name is Jeffrey Bird from Financial Concepts Wealth Management. If you would like more information about what you hear during the show today, please give us a call at 702-346-1335 or visit us online at www.financialconceptsmesquite.com. And while at my website, click on the radio page to check out past shows and to subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. A Kiplinger article, A 10-Year Checklist for Retirement Planning, has some retirement planning insights that I'm excited to share, and for purposes of this show, I'm going to focus on spots 10 through 5. The article begins by explaining what you should do at the 10-year mark and then moves forward until you're a year away from retirement. If you're 10 years from retirement, you're likely older than 50, which means you can contribute more money to your tax-advantaged retirement plans. This year, the IRA and 401k contribution limit is $30,500 in a 401k and $8,000 in an IRA outside of your work. Additionally, if your company offers a matching contribution, be certain that you're contributing enough to trigger that match. When you find yourself a decade away from retirement, it's also a good time to begin considering what you want your retirement to look like. Where will you live? How will you keep yourself occupied? If you're married, do you and your spouse have a similar vision? Contemplating questions like that isn't something that should be left until you're cutting your retirement cake. When you're 9 years away from retirement, your next checklist item should be fine-tuning your investment allocations with the assistance of your financial services professional. The article suggests that this could be the right moment to move your investments from more stocks to more bonds to better protect your nest egg. It uses the rule of 120 as an example. With this, you simply subtract your age from 120 to determine the maximum amount you should have in stocks. If you're 55, you should keep 65% of your portfolio in stocks, with the rest in bonds. If you're running behind on your retirement savings goals, you may want to meet with your financial services professional to discuss putting yourself on the higher end for stocks to try and achieve greater growth. Who doesn't like a good treasure hunt? Year 8 on the checklist urges you to grab your map and shovel and go looking for money you may have forgotten about. And I know what you're thinking, but the truth is, people forget about money far more often than you would think. Think about every job you've had. Is there a chance that you left behind some retirement savings? Maybe some pension or a retirement account? How about stock? The article cites a study from Capitalize, a tech platform, which found roughly 29.2 million people have forgotten 401ks containing an average balance of more than $56,600. The good news is that you can roll your old retirement plans into your current workplace plan or an individual retirement account, thereby making it easier to track and manage all of your money. And it's not just 401ks. Open all of your bank accounts, even the one you opened when you were a teenager and got your first job. Is there money just sitting in there, not earning much interest? Work with your financial services professional to put that money into a high-interest savings account or a certificate of deposit. You can also purchase a 10-year CD and lock in a guaranteed 4% interest rate on money that would otherwise be idle. Lastly, year 8 on your checklist is also a good time to get a thorough physical and to get advice on improving your diet and exercise routine. Bear in mind that taking close care of your body and mind may go a long way in protecting that nest egg you've worked so hard to build up. Making retirement plans and then trying them out is your 7-year checkmark. Basically, this is the moment when you want to begin giving a lot of thought to your potential retirement budget. What's your vision for the ideal retirement? Now, how much do you think it's going to cost you? Consider everything you'll have to pay for during retirement, including housing, vehicles, food, travel, hobbies, insurance, and taxes. Don't forget about things you're not spending money on right now, but will be in retirement. For example, Medicare Part B premiums, which this year run $174.70 a month and typically increase annually because of rising healthcare costs. Also, meet with your financial services professional to discuss the possibility of eventually purchasing a Medicare Advantage plan or Medigap plan plus Medicare Part D plan for prescriptions. While these private insurance plans may be necessary to address out-of-pocket expenses that Medicare doesn't cover, they're going to cost you. Your financial services professional will have insight into what these options cost and whether they may fit your financial strategy. The 6-year spot on your checklist is for analyzing your income picture and determining if you will have enough to not just survive, but thrive during retirement. Look at your current budget and estimate your likely retirement income to see if it will handle everything. You may consider using the 4% rule here. Simply multiply your anticipated retirement balance at retirement by 4% to see how much you might want to consider taking out each year. For example, if you anticipate a $1 million portfolio, this rule anticipates that you could reasonably withdraw $40,000 a year from your savings with needed adjustments for inflation. Add this amount to your other expected retirement income sources, including a pension and Social Security. Then, meet with your financial services professional to determine if your savings and income sources are on track to help you maintain your preferred lifestyle during retirement. The 5-year spot on your checklist is all about rolling up your sleeves and gaining a thorough understanding of where your money comes from and where it goes. This may be the also ideal time to begin considering when you want to begin taking Social Security. Those payments can begin as soon as you're 62, but the longer you wait, the more money you will get every month. For example, at 62, you might get $1,400 a month, $2,000 a month at 67, and $2,480 a month when you turn 70. Remember, once you've filed for Social Security, you're locked in, so really go through all your options with your financial services professional. The 5-year mark may also be a good time to tackle high-interest debt like credit cards because you're still bringing in consistent income from your job. Ridding yourself of high-interest debt can send you into retirement on a high note. Also consider how you may address potential long-term care costs during retirement. Even if you're in excellent health now, it's difficult to predict what your health will be like when you're in your 80s and 90s. And as we've discovered before, long-term care is costly. In fact, the article notes that right now, a private room in a nursing home runs about $9,000 a month or a little more than $108,000 a year. While traditional long-term insurance policies are a good fit for some people, others may benefit more from asset-based long-term care, which is life insurance that includes long-term care benefits. These policies provide a smaller death benefit than traditional life insurance, but they also offer features that may guard your assets against the negative financial effects of a long-term care expense. And if it turns out you never need the long-term care, You don't have to sweat the idea of spending premiums on something you never use because your loved ones may still receive a death benefit. If you have any questions about saving for retirement or any other parts of your financial strategy, please visit my website at www.financialconceptsmesquite.com or call my office at 702-346-1335 to discuss how my team might be able to answer your questions and address your concerns. If you enjoy the show today, please visit my website and click on my radio page. Also, be sure to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. It's our goal to help you prepare for the retirement you've worked so hard for. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week. Be safe and God bless.
Thank you for listening to Financial Focus. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Jeffrey Bird at Financial Concepts. Call 702-346-1335 or visit them online at financialconceptsmesquite.com.
Jeffrey Burr and Ronald Burr offer investment advisory services through Gradient Advisors, LLC, Arden Hills, Minnesota 877-885-0508, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Gradient Advisors, LLC, and its advisors do not render tax, legal, or accounting advice. Financial Concepts, Inc. is not a registered investment advisor and is independent of Gradient Advisors, LLC insurance products and services offered through Jeffrey Burr and Ronald Burr, independent agents. Financial Concepts, Inc., Jeffrey Burr and Ronald Burr, and Gradient Advisors, LLC are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.